This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Knowledge of what we must do in Hajj, then we'll have the best Hajj, alhamdulillah. And for this, alhamdulillah, we have Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hafidhakum Allah wa ra'akum.
Alhamdulillah, as always, Sheikh, it is, we always look forward to listening to you because I think every Muslim aspires to go for Hajj, and your knowledge, Allah, is very vast. May Allah give you more knowledge, inshallah.
Allahumma ameen.
Continue from where we left off yesterday.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim wa ba'd. Now, in the previous episodes, alhamdulillah, we've spoken about Hajj in great many details. We've spoken about the rukn of Hajj, the wajib of Hajj, meaning the essentials and the compulsories of Hajj. We spoke about some of the sunan. We spoke about some of the extra things that can earn us reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned some of the things that relates in particular to our sisters, and we had three or four sessions on them, a woman's Hajj. And yesterday we began introducing a segment on some of the errors, common errors, that people make in different points in their Umrah and in their Hajj. And today, inshallah, after we spoke yesterday about some of the errors in Tawaf, we're going to speak about some of the errors in a sa'i, meaning in the running between as-Safa wal Marwa. One of the common errors that you see is that people, when they ascend the mountain of Safa and they come to make dua to Allah, they are taught that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hand in dua. And one of the common things you see is that some people, it's as if they are doing their namaz and they raise their hands up to Allah, they say Allahu Akbar. And in fact, what was done by the Prophet ﷺ, أَنَّهُ رَفَعَ يَدَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ مَدَّهَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, that the Prophet actually supplicated with his hands in this way, as a beggar would do in front of the awesomeness of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, there is no takbir of standing on the Safa and of the mountain of Safa or Marwa. And this is something that you sometimes see amongst some of our brothers and sisters. The second thing that you see common is that you see that some of the brothers, mashallah, they get really enthusiastic. And once they have run through the green light area, the area where you're supposed to run, make your harwala and ramlan and making your quick pace, they get really excited and they continue with their run. It's almost as if they think, I want to run and keep running until the mountain of Marwa. And this is not something that should be done. You should only run between the two green posts, the lit area that is marked by the green light, which used to be a valley in the area between Safa and Marwa that the Prophet ﷺ ordained. A third, ma'azallah, a third common error is that we see some of our sisters, they also attempt to run at quick pace. It could be to catch their husband, subhanAllah, the brothers, they make a run for it and they don't wait for the sister, but the sister should be in a sedate way, and if they are going to quicken a little bit, they should do it to the sides so that they are not in obstruction of others, inshaAllah. We'll speak also about some of the common errors on the day of Arafah. One of the common errors is some of the pilgrims, they are not careful with the boundaries of Arafah. And you will notice there are these large yellow signs that says Arafah ends here. And it's written in English, it's written in Arabic, and even some of the other languages of the world that are common. So be careful with your desire to depart from Muzdalifah, that you do not make an attempt to begin walking out before the sun has completely set. This is very, very important. Another common error is that you find some Muslims very eager, inshallah. They know that their bus is delayed and all of a sudden they see the time for Maghrib coming. They're still in Arafah. They want to head to Muzdalifah. Maghrib has arrived and Isha is now to arrive. So they forget the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, which is to pray Maghrib and Isha together in Muzdalifah. And they pray their Maghrib. This is an error that is done and it should not be done. We should follow the tradition of the Prophet ﷺ. Even if you're going to pray in the middle of the night, pray your Maghrib and Isha together in Muzdalifah, as we seek to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Another one that is important is to struggle with the crowd to try to climb the mountain at Arafah. Jabal al-Rahma in Arafah, the mountain of Arafah. Now, there is no authentic hadith that states that there is any preference for a pilgrim, a hajj, to be at that mountain or to climb that mountain. Yet every year, subhana rabbi al-a'la, there are hundreds who get hurt or who suffer dehydration or find themselves in inconvenient situations, men and women, and sometimes, la qaddar Allah, some people even take children in the fierce heat to try to ascend the mountain, seeking the reward of Allah, and there is nothing itemized in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another problem is that you see some people, when they are making dua, they face towards the mountain of Arafah, asking Allah, making dua to Allah, which is incorrect in terms of the sunnah. You should seek to turn your face towards the Qibla, which for many may mean that the mountain of Arafah is behind your back. Have no problem with this. You do not have to be turned facing the mountain of Arafah. This is a common mistake that we see some of our brothers and sisters making. Another common mistake is making pebbles and heaped mounds of dirt to assemble it in the valley of Arafah and trying to take some of it home with you. Sometimes you see some very strange things in Hajj. I saw, you know, one man, he was putting dust in a bottle, another in a plastic bag. And I say to him, Ya Akhi, what are you doing? He says, I want to take the dust of Arafah home with me. And subhanAllah, this is not something that has any shara'i basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where our footsteps were and knows what our dua is before it leaves our heart, let alone our lips. Another common mistake that we find some of our hujjaj doing in Muzdalifah, we move on to common mistakes in Muzdalifah, is that some of our pilgrims start collecting the stones at Muzdalifah before they do their Maghrib and Isha. And I know there's this enthusiasm to create the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We know he collected his stones from Muzdalifah, although you can collect them from anywhere. But to make that Sunnah of collecting it from Muzdalifah is a wonderful thing, but do not delay your Maghrib and Isha until this happens. Sometimes you see people, they come to Muzdalifah and the first thing they do, we're in Muzdalifah, I have to get my stones. No, the first obligation upon you is to do your Maghrib and Isha, inshaAllah. And the correct position is that anywhere inside the Haram territory, meaning in greater Mecca, that is Al-Haram Al-Makki, of all the city of Mecca, you can take from the stones there as a part of the boundary to do your rajm, inshaAllah. The Prophet ﷺ did not ask that the pebbles for Jamrat al-Aqaba be picked in Muzdalifah. But it was convenient for him to pick it there in the morning on his way leaving towards the Jamarat and upon entering Mina. The rest of the pebbles were picked up for him in Mina. So you don't have to pick all your own stones, you can nominate someone else for it, inshaAllah. Some of the common mistakes that we see is we see some of the Hujjaj washing the stones. And they wash the stones, trying to do wudu for the stones or tahara for the stones, so that when they throw it, that it is something that is clean. And there is no evidence for this in the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we move on to some of the common errors with the rami, throwing the stones at the jamarat. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not informed us that these pillars are the shaitan. And therefore, it is important for you to understand that you are not pelleting an actual shaitan. And therefore, do not be from those who say, you know, I hate you, ya shaitan, a'udhu billah mink, and you know, no. The shaitan is not tied to that post. Keep this away from your intention. Your intention is to mimic the behavior of the Prophet ﷺ, where he was doing the modality of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So it is something merely as remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's strength in aiding us against the shaitan. But the shaitan is not there. Second thing it's important to know, to not throw anything except the pebbles. So no sticks, no shoes, no pieces of wood, no big rocks, little pebbles the size of a pea, as we mentioned in our discussions. Third thing is not to overcrowd and to fight with other people who are throwing the pebbles to try to get closer and closer and closer. Be patient. You're in a state of ihram and you are in a state of sanctity towards Allah. take your time with this so that no one is hurt and has a claim against you on the day of judgment. Finally, I say to you, from the common mistakes that is done is to forget tawaf ul-wada', and that the farewell tawaf is not done in accordance to the legislation of the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ.